In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 31st, 2014. We're in third hour of the broadcast. Streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, the websites, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Jerry in Chicago, then Jerry in North Carolina, Ronnie in North Carolina, Lee in Tennessee. We're going to Jerry in Chicago. How you doing today, sir, and what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir, and thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to add something to that flash grenade thrown in the kid's crib. That wasn't even, you know, I mean, the guy was suspected of selling dope. So what happened was, is they had informants and undercover officers buy dope from this guy. And then they make it a big deal. See, have you ever heard of a group of people that could solicit their own work? And that's exactly what they did. They framed this guy. Granted, he was guilty probably. But then to do a no-knock raid and hurt an innocent 19-month-old baby. I mean, the only ones I know that can guarantee their own work or solicit their own work are police and doctors. What do you think of that?
Well, and I agree, and I wish I had took time and really went through this story. It's got some names in it that's really kind of tough, some of the individuals. But my question was, and you bring up a great point, they bought the drugs. I mean, why not slap the cuffs on him right then? Why come back at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night and bust down the door with a no-knock search and take a chance on innocent people being there? Or the guy wasn't there, as in this case, take the chance on killing children or maiming children. Why do it in such a way? You know, it makes no sense. They bought the drugs from him. He was right there. They're an undercover cop. Slap it on him. They've got him in front of him. What are they waiting on? Why do it in such a way other than to justify all these jobs, roll out the big heavy equipment, show up somewhere in the middle of the night, and then risk? And we've seen it before. You've seen it, Jerry, where they go to the wrong door. You know, all kinds. They risk all of that to conduct this in that way.
I know, and the same thing with the doctors. If they prescribe the wrong thing to you, you come back, and now you got another ailment, they can prescribe something else. And please don't tell me that they're not making a little, kickback from the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, you know, Jerry, we done a story, it's been a couple of years ago, I was somewhat surprised at this one, where pharmaceutical companies were giving incentives to push their products, not only monetarily, but they were giving vacations, and it listed a whole big list, and some of it, which I was surprised anyone would want this, but I guess there's some out of it. It was tickets to Madonna concerts, sporting events, doctors were receiving for pushing whatever was the flavor of the week in the medical cocktail. But this story, and I wasn't aware of this story, actually, the board up there at Republic, Craig was telling me about it, the story about the infant. They actually threw the grenade in the door without looking, and it landed right in the baby's crib, right on his pillow, right in front of his face. And the gentleman that they were looking for, that they bought drugs from earlier in the day, was, correct me if I'm wrong, was not even in the house. Is that correct?
That I do not know. I didn't catch the whole spiel on the story and everything else like that. I caught most of it on John Stantmiller's show yesterday afternoon.
Unbelievable. I mean,
I know.
You've seen it. You've seen it like I have. I don't know how old you are, Jerry, but you have seen the changing in the police departments in this, the militarization of our law enforcement right before our eyes. You know, I grew up when the policemen did look like, they did look like, what you saw. It was Andy Griffith style, you know, it was friendly. It wasn't combative like it is now.
Oh, I agree. I grew up in a small town right across the street from Chicago, and you knew all of the cops by name, and you waved to them when they went by, and they waved back, and, man, you know, most of the time, if you got in trouble as a little kid, they dragged you back home to your dad because, you know what, they knew your dad was going to take you out. Well, we don't have a woodshed, but take you out in the garage, lay you across his lip, and whip you with his belt.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
You didn't get a hold of a pokey or anything else like that, or make a big deal, or have guns drawn on you or anything else like that. My God, you know, it has changed so much in the last 40 years, and I'm 54, so I got a few years on you, but I've just become awake since 48 years old. I just started looking at things and saying something's not right. I'm not going to put my head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist like my brothers and my sisters and my in-laws and everything else like that. And I think the only thing we can do is just try to get the word out with little snippets. Nobody likes to hear this stuff. There's never a good time, you know, and it's depressing. And I don't want to be on a negative thought wave or anything else like that. In fairness, it's just like having a low tire on your car. If you don't eventually pull over and air it up or change it, it's going to go flat on you. Then you're going to be in trouble. And that's the way I look at it. Nobody's addressing the situation at hand.
Well, I agree with you, and it is an unpopular role. I've not won any popularity contests in this area doing this broadcast. But you know, the other side of it is, if you know it and if you see it, you feel compelled to share it with others because you want them to wake up. And then deep down inside, you hope if enough people become aware of what's actually going on and can see the problem, then we can come up with solutions. But now I've been doing it now for a good while, and I know I've got, there's hosts, and there's a lot of people that disagree with me on this. They say they're waking up by the masses and blah, blah, blah. And God, I hope that's true, but it's not happening in this area that I can tell. If there's a mass if there's an awakening, it's a small one. What's your thoughts there in Chicago?
I got to agree wholeheartedly, unless everybody is playing a dual role where, you know what, they don't want to stand out and be noticed, because of this NSA and Google spying and everything else like that. And, you know, so everybody's laying low and, you know, they're not putting any stickers on their car. The back of my truck has got 5-6 bumper stickers on there, all bringing up end the Fed and, you know, impeach Obama, all of this other stuff. And I've never gotten pulled over by a cop, and I've had cops follow me, and who knows? Maybe they're reading the bumper stickers if they can read. I don't know. I think the only thing they know how to do is draw a pistol and shoot first and ask questions later.
Well, I've had a variety of signs, and the only time I ever had police talk to me was I had a burn Washington on the side of a vehicle, and they took a dim view of that, but they let me ride away with it. So, but hey, thanks so much for the phone call. Anything you'd like to add? I'm going to give everybody a chance to get on today.
No, thank you very much, Farron, and again, God bless you, God bless RBN, God bless the listeners.
Hey, thank you so much. Keep up the good work, Jerry. We're going to Jerry in North Carolina. Then we got Ronnie in North Carolina, Lee in Tennessee, Renee in North Carolina. Jerry, how are you doing today, sir?
All right, Farron. I'm going to be quick so we get as many callers in as possible. This VA business has really got out of hand. I'd like to go back just a little bit here during that sequestration crap. They closed down that World War II memorial to our veterans, and that was all uncalled for. And now we got veterans dying and can't get in the VA for care. I'm right now waiting for an appointment to go in and get cancers taken off, skin cancers. And I don't know when it's going to happen. But they've, you know, they're not getting rid of the right people. Barack Obama said 5 years ago that he was going to take care of this problem, he was going to fix this VA thing, and he has not fixed it. I think the American people and the Congress people up there in Washington need to demand that this man step down and resign immediately, because he has failed this country as a president. This guy doesn't give a hoot about the veterans in this country. If he did, he would have done something about this a long time ago.
Hey, hold that thought, because there's a couple of questions I want to ask you, Jerry. We're coming up on a break. Stay with me. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Jerry in North Carolina. Jerry, I wanted to get your perspective. You're going to the local VA, probably the one located in Salisbury. How has it been for you? What kind of wait times, treatment? What's your assessment of it?
Well, I've had some horrible experiences happen to me down there, Farron. That's why, you know, I really don't like to go down there, but I'm forced to go back because I had that supplemental insurance, and I was using Medicare, and my supplemental insurance would go to a private doctor. But because of Obamacare, my supplemental insurance got canceled. So that forced me to go back to the VA, which, you know, I don't like to go down there because of their attitude down there. I've had some terrible things happen to me down there, and I really don't have time to get into what they did, but, you know, I'm not satisfied with the care I get down there. But I don't know what else to do. You know, I called Virginia Fox. I called and told her about what was going on down there. I called Richard Burr's office and talked to them. And that guy up there, Farron, that answers the phone for him before I got a chance to tell him what was going on down to the Salisbury VA, he hung up on me. Well, now, how in the world are we going to get our point across to our elected officials up there if they won't listen to us?
Well, you know, and I know you're doing what you can do, but a call to Richard Burr is, well, you know what it is, but
yeah, he needs to go.
What is so sad is here, and I know you, everyone listening, I know Jerry. Jerry's played by the rules. Jerry was in the armed forces. Jerry served his country, and Jerry's being betrayed by the very government that he served because they won't honor their commitment and their promises to our veterans. This should be what the prime concern is by our Congress and our Senate in Washington, D.C., not trying to give illegal aliens amnesty, not trying to make the courthouses sanctuaries, not trying to put people in jail if they discover what's inside the debris that they pump into the ground to poison the well water when fracking. It just blows my mind, Jerry. It just blows my mind.
Aaron, I was so disgusted last week when I listened to your show last week. This VA thing was going on right at the point of where it was ready to bust, and not one of the callers that called in last week said a daggum thing about the veterans in this country. That tells me that the people out there don't even care about the people that serve the country and try to protect them so they can have their freedom. I was furious when I got done listening to that show last weekend about, you know, these people calling and talking about crap that don't amount to nothing, and the veterans in this country are dying and nobody cares.
Let me ask you this, and I'll give you the last word, but let me ask you this. How come the prosecutors, the district attorneys in the counties where these VA hospitals reside, why can't they charge these people with murder or homicide, negligent homicide, manslaughter, whatever the proper term is for it? Why do they rely on the federal government, which we all know is hopelessly bankrupt morally and economically? They can't fix anything. They're the problem. You're asking the problem to be the solution. Why can't the local prosecutors put some teeth in this? I don't understand that. Why won't they do that?
They can't do nothing with them because they're in that damn union. They got that big union that protects the people in the VA. They can do anything they want to, and nobody can touch them.
Well, the fix is it. I do appreciate the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add, Jerry?
That's all fair. We'll let somebody else get in there. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Ronnie in North Carolina, patiently holding. Ronnie, how you doing today? Thanks for the call.
My call, and RBN and Farron, I appreciate you so much. And Jerry, I care. I worked for the VA during long, and I think I told you that a couple weeks ago, and I told you about my friend that was on a riverboat in Laos, and of course, you know, we weren't in Laos, so the shrapnel in his legs and his lower groin was never removed because we weren't there. It took 30 years for him to get his operations. That happened 10 years ago. In the meantime, he becomes an alcoholic. In the meantime, these guys become drug addicts. They're living under bridges. They're in homeless shelters. They're wandering the streets. We are not taking care of our people that protect us, that went and fought for us. What dire shame. And I want to tell you something. Jerry, you probably watched it about 2 weeks ago on WCNC Channel 6, right out of Charlotte. There was a nurse that worked for the VA that called attention to the TV station to come out and give an interview. And she thought it was a crying shame that her taxpayer money was going to give these guys drugs and going to give these guys alcoholic help and food and whatever. And I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, she's a Nurse Cratchit right out of the cuckoo's nest. And God forbid if she ever takes care of any of my friends or loved ones in that VA in Salisbury. This has been going on a lot longer, and you got to go all the way trickle down to the bottom of the line. I'll tell you what, a lot of the technicians and a lot of the nurses that do work in the VA are very good people and very informative. A lot of your doctors that come through the VA are trainers. They're just learning. So y'all are a piece of practice. And I'll tell you, working in inhalation, there would be somebody that would have a heart attack or would die from a respiratory problem. We'd have to go and intubate him. If it was a heart attack and the heart cardiologist came in, didn't mean that you always had a well-known or a well-established, well-taught man. These guys would get over them, pound on the chest and yell, breathe, breathe. Tears are coming down their faces. And then keep yelling at us, paddle them up again, paddle them up again. Well, by now, they've already broken ribs. You can see the ribs coming through the skin. This is no lie. You know the guy is flatlining. And on the third and fourth time, they still want us to paddle them. We actually had to physically take them off of the patient. Not only that, I got reprimanded because somebody that was over me in a GS ranking was up for a promotion and to be able to move on out of that VA into another VA. I think one of his choices was Alaska, another one was Hawaii, and then another one was someplace in California. And he used a volume ventilator that was in the hall. He was on night shift. We were on morning shift. We got to read the logs. We got to read the numbers that matched the machine. He took a machine, a respirator, out of the hall that had already been used on somebody that had hepatitis C. This young man that came in emergency in the middle of the night did not have hepatitis C when he arrived. We got there in the morning. We found that he used a dirty volume ventilator to help this young man breathe, and now this young man is also infected.
That happened Florida with AIDS at a VA hospital a couple of years ago. I remember reporting on it. We got about a minute before we go to break. I wanted to ask you real quick, fracking in North Carolina fast-tracked through Raleigh. Any surprise?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've been getting messages from Credo about to stop the fracking, and I've been pushing that button and signing that petition like crazy.
You know, it's just a window of when the big money hits Raleigh, the politicians roll. But, you know, if anybody else had a bill they were trying to get through, regular people, small business, they would have a hard, it would be an uphill battle. Thanks so much. We're coming up on the break. Thanks for the phone call, Ronnie. When we come back, we've got Lee in Tennessee, Renee in North Carolina, John in Tennessee, then Michael in New York. I'm going to try to give everybody some time. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Lee in Tennessee. I'm going to ask everybody to take about 3 minutes or so I can get everybody on. We've got Lee in Tennessee, Renee in North Carolina, John in Tennessee, Michael in New York, Bear in Colorado. We're going to try to get everyone on. Lee, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Oh, yeah, Farron. I just would like to give a – there's so much to talk about, but I would just like to give a report on Alex Jones' gatekeeping. People say, oh, he's a great patriot. But yesterday I was listening, and he would say, anybody can call into my show and yell at me if he doesn't yell at people. And he said the last hour will be open to phone calls. And when they got to the last hour, it only 10 minutes were, you know, he did take some phone calls, but only 10 minutes of that hour after he promoted it, like, you know, it's going to be the full hour. And then he went into overdrive, and he said, there's four people. We'll get to four people. And then he didn't even go to them. So this is another, you know, he's gatekeeping. He is waking up a lot of people, but he's giving you about 75% of the truth. And the other 25, he's protecting, you know, the big honchos. And he's like a quarterback that gets you down to the 20-yard line of the opponent and then calls a wrong play. That's Oh, you know, the analogy, not, you know, I'm trying to think of an analogy to expose, you know, his gatekeeping. And you can go to veterans today. I know they're not perfect, but they've got an open letter to the alternative media that exposes him. He viciously blackballs his honest competition. Now, why would he do that if he was a patriot? He should be helping other people. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, lay off Alex Jones. But there is a pattern there. He's very nuanced, and there is a pattern there. And as you notice, he never did talk about the con until recently. He didn't talk about the recall. And that, you know, he says he does everything about solutions. Not quite. He tells people to go to the city council, which is good. But he, to me, in my mind, he's a gatekeeper, very nuanced. And he talks about his ancestry. Oh, I had people in Texas Revolution, and I came over on the Mayflower. I think his ancestors would throw up on him if they knew.
Let me mention this to you now. I saw him 2008 at Bilderberg, and I'll be honest. When I started really looking into this, I had faith in Alex Jones. I did. I've interviewed him, and I lost faith. I don't have faith in Alex Jones. I don't do any stories from InfoWars at all. When he was on that Joker's face and went around Texas looking like a buffoon, how could anybody have faith in someone supposed to be a journalist that done stuff like that? Plus, and I've got a friend that that listens pretty often, and he'll tell me of the, you know, one way this day, another way. And I think you're nailing it. It's like a quarterback that gets it down to the 20-yard line, and it's first and 10, and then elects to punt. Is the analogy. I'll give you the last word, and we'll try to give everybody some time, but I appreciate your phone call.
Everybody just look close. I'll get off the line. But thanks a lot.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, how you doing today?
I'm fine. You know, so much focus is always on street crime, but you know, as I review my life, it's not even a contest between street crime and white-collar crime when it comes to how much is stolen from us. And, hey, I've battled shoplifters in my store. But they say, as I review my life, it's the white-collar crime and crime committed by government officials is infinitely worse. The people on the street did not establish the petrodollar or the Federal Reserve or anything like that. I have found in my life that all of the institutions that I was taught were the good guys have perpetrated the worst evil against me. See, like, you hear the term black-on-black crime, but see, I'm like white middle-class Christian, okay? And in my life, so those are the people I come into contact with. Because crime is like opportunity, you know, who you're around. I've never heard the term middle-class white-collar, you know, middle-class Christian white person's crime on middle-class Christian white. You've never heard that term. But I know in my life that without a doubt, it is those people and people who look good, smell good, talk good, belong, they have government jobs or professional jobs, are the ones who have perpetrated the worst evil against me repeatedly, and you can never get anything done about this. So the thing is, the people we're taught to trust are given the benefit of the doubt. They're almost never investigated. And actually, because of this, this is where the most moral rot goes on. Like y'all were talking about the prosecutor early, and exactly, okay, the prosecutors in the town are probably more responsible for the wrong in this country than anyone else, because look what they do. Like you said, they will never go after for some kind of homicide through neglect or whatever against those VA people, but they will take some, particularly if it's a person of color, pot smoker and throw them under the jail for years. Well, this is the prosecutors all over this country's fault that the people who deserve to be prosecuted you can't, especially if they have any kind of influence pull, you know, with the cronyism going on, there's nothing you can do, and there's nothing you can do about it either. To get them to do anything about the people who are really perpetrating the worst crime and with no punishment, but they viciously go after people for much less crime. So to me, you know, the worst evil in this country, to me, when you hold yourself up as a person that represents justice and you are doing the exact opposite, that is more evil to me than any other evil.
Well,
you're being such a hypocrite.
And we see it. We see it. We see it on all the levels. I mean, I know I harp a lot on the federal government because the policies affects the whole country, but you see it on local levels too. Hey, we'll give you the last word right quick. I got three on hold, and I want to give everybody at least 3 or 4 minutes. Anything else you'd like to add? And I appreciate the phone call.
Well, you know, just like I say, I think that often they try to divert our attention and fear-monger us with the street crime. But the thing is, like I said, I wish everybody person would do this, particularly in my age group. Think back, you know, the salesman who lied to you, the policeman who wouldn't do anything. It's like, review your own life, and I will bet you that you come to the same conclusions, that the wrongdoing against you has been perpetrated by people that are traditionally given a break because they're considered the good guys. And it's not going to be the people you're trying to believe. Because like I say, for me, myself, I know it is overwhelming, no contest.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. John, how you doing? The break's going to get you, but I'll hang you over. What you into today?
Okay, I'm doing well. So Jerry, before I get into why I called Jerry in North Carolina, I'm a vet. The reason I didn't say anything last week is, if we all know what's going on, I've been a victim of it also. You know, a good place to die, go to the hospital. Doesn't matter if it's the VA or the one down the street. You want to die, go to the hospital. Now, the reason that I called is, you know, you're talking about Alex Jones. I called Alex Jones years ago when I thought he was the man. And he didn't, certain things he will not touch, he will not talk about. Or he'll tell you what told me, and I know I don't have charisma. I'm not a charismatic speaker.
He's not going to talk about Zionism.
Well, you have no charisma. That's why they're not listening to you. Well, isn't it interesting that people, for the most part, don't want to hear the truth? When you talk about the president, when you talk about the government, that is the exact antithesis of everything we've ever been taught our entire lives. We've been taught how great America is, and it's the best place in the world to live by people that have never lived anywhere else. And I'm not saying America's terrible. I don't want to hear love it or leave it. What I do know is that your government has been a lie since its inception, for the most part, with very few exceptions. The government has been lying to you. Your president, they call him the president, but actually, Farron, he's the king of America. He's the most powerful king in the world, according to the news, the most powerful man on earth. And if you go back...
Oh, hold that thought for me, John. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Then we've got Michael in New York, Bear in Colorado. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. I've got John in Tennessee. John, we'll give you the last word, and I'm going to try to get Michael in New York, Bear in Colorado, and maybe one more if we have time.
I'll make it very quick. Just think about all the wars from the Revolution till today. Think about your sons running before the tanks. And then go to Samuel, and it says, if you take a king, your sons will run before the king's chariots. So we're there. Now, one other thing very quickly. You said Bilderberg started Thursday.
Yes.
Under a new moon, Farron, a dark moon. And the next 3 days up until including today are crescent moons. So these people are doing things, and they're not doing it for us or any other nation on earth. They've got an agenda. They have a master, and it is not Jehovah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Interesting. We're going to go to Michael in New York, patiently holding. Thanks for holding, sir. How you doing today?
Good morning, Farron. Doing well, sir. The Lord in heaven's always shining great. You know, Jerry, you're right, sir, and I want to always compliment all the veterans and wish the good Lord blesses them all. You guys deserve that, and we're all aware, like John said, of we're all being shafted here. all of us, being betrayed. Now, talking about drug raids hitting the low-level street guys, what about the source of the drugs coming in? Notice they never go after that, which is our own government. Heroin flooding our country right now at dirt cheap prices. The kids are all hooked on it everywhere, coming in from Afghanistan by our own military. What's going on there? And how, you know, that's not being highlighted by anybody, not you, Farron, or RBN, but the, you know, obviously the mainstream media. They never ever touch anything like that. And
opium production has went up exponentially while we've had control of Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, exactly. And so we have that issue, and then with Homeland Insecurity and this new loser, Jay Johnson, who's another lackey like Obama for the cartel, these guys here betraying us left and right. Ramen Noodles Emmanuel in Chicago just a couple of weeks ago said we're going to start hiring illegals in the government sector. So, you know, here we are, obviously Americans, natural-born Americans, they're getting screwed and shafted, stabbed in the back by the traitors and foreign agents in our government while they're flooding us with all these illegals, giving them red carpet treatment, giving them everything for free. It's incredible how they get away with it. And last, with the Bilderbergers, it's not only just economic blocks that they're forming. That is all part of their global one-world government system, which is United Nations or Jew-United Nations, because bottom line, they're all Jews. And Renee, speaking of prosecutors, did you ever notice they're all Jews? And so this is what's going on here. They are consolidating, monopolizing everything on this planet to fashion it into this one-world government system. That's what they're hell-bent on trying to accomplish. And they've been using our military for decades to bring this about. And that's what really ticks me off the most, is our military is the muscle making it all happen. And I just hope these guys wake up soon enough and do the right thing. And let's get these traitors and foreign agents nesting in Washington, D.C., put in prison and swing them from the gallows.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call, Michael. We're going to go to Bear in Colorado, then we're going to try to get Kathy in Massachusetts on. Bear, thanks for holding. How you doing today?
You know, all your callers are hitting it right on the head. You know, this is not our government. This is not America. It's called a stratocracy. It's government by chiefs. We got a commander-in-chief, we have the chiefs, and it's all by internationalists. So, you know, when people just, you know, they gotta stop being mercenaries. You know, I've talked to a lot of military veterans, and they know that they went over there for a paycheck, and they know that they did what they did for a paycheck. It's no different. You know, this whole thing about, you know, worshiping veterans, you know, you go up to a veteran and ask him, did you do it for a paycheck? Because we, you know, this country really has never been in danger of being invaded since 1812. So, you know, I can understand cutting people some slack because they're ignorant. But, you know, basically, it's all over the place that this government is not working for us because it's not our government. And you know, I'm kind of sick of, you know, it's too bad. Go ask a veteran if he did it because he needed a paycheck, or if he did it because he was going to get good benefits or a VA benefit. And if you're doing something for a benefit, you're nothing more than a mercenary.
Well, let me ask you this, Bear. I think, and I'm speaking for myself here, just from my history in this area growing up, I think back decades ago when people were being led around by three television stations and they had no access to alternative really ideas or real news, a lot of people bought into the system because they believed in the system, and they never had any light shed on what was really going on. And like, now war is a racket. He was shedding some light, Smedley Butler, but you know, they didn't come in contact with it. I think there was a lot more patriotism because they were indoctrinated toward the patriotism, and they didn't see what was going on. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have the ability to see what's going on globally. I'll get your opinion of that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but that was 50 years ago. I mean, look at, there's Senate reports out there where they came out and told everybody, and on the news and in the Senate reports, that we've been under emergency since before the 60s. You know, no, there is, you know, how much excuse do you have for being an ignorant slob where you'd rather swill beer and watch, you know, Bread and Circus than actually read a book? And if you, and if you're not going to, you're not, you are basically chattel or citizen or veteran. It's all synonymous. Because, you know, once you, all you can do is remove consent. You're either part of the system that's enslaving and killing you, and they tell you right in there in Trading with the Enemies Act, and they tell you that in Title V, and they tell you that in executive orders, and they tell you that in the FEMA camp. Wake up. Either you serve one master, like the earlier caller said, you have to either serve God, or you serve Mammon, or you serve Baal, or you serve, one is the satanic, construct.
We're almost out of time. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Senate Report 93549. I didn't wake up to those facts. I maybe never would have if it hadn't been for Dr. Eugene Schroeder. And that's a very interesting topic. Maybe we could talk about that more when we have a little more time. Thanks for the phone call. And we'll try to give Kathy in Massachusetts. You're probably not going to get but about a minute, but I got to you. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
Well, after hearing Renee in North Carolina, I just wanted to mention that when I worked in Seattle for $10 an hour, my insurance was going to cost more than my entire take-home wage, just the premium and my basic rudimentary type under that it's okay. I would have not been eligible for food stamps over the income limit, nothing. I would have been homeless working full-time for a major corporation, so I had to live on disability income in Seattle, all right, where all the vets are homeless. I knew many of them. And I had to live on $339 a month until I could escape to Massachusetts, which has a safety net for people who are working poor to still be able to access some rudimentary health care. And when I basically was able to attend an American Health Insurance Providers protest rally one time, every single one of the players going in were these white-collar criminals. Do you hear me? Every one of them. There was only one man of color in the whole group. When I was standing there, I blurted out to him and said, "What are you doing here? This pack of wolves," and I didn't have to explain one word to this man. And he cringed and apologized. And I just wanted to support that we need to police our own people a little better. I think upper middle class Americans need to stop judging, start calling their relatives and saying, "Do you need any help? Do you need any prescription copay help? Do you need any help and assistance?"
Okay, great. Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. We're out of time today. I worked hard to get you on. Thanks for the phone call. Keep it tuned right here. Govern America coming up next on RBN. And I had a lot of news that I didn't get to today. A lot of it's posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. One of the stories, QE 1, 2, and 3 hits hard at the grocery store. USDA warns of sticker shock on beef as grilling season starts. You might want to read that one. The directive outlined by Obama's plan to use the military against citizens is on the website. As well, you might want to share that. The clip that I played from Ron Paul and Bilderberg is on the website. And until next week, this is Farron with the Alternative Media saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.